Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Amy Loboda, editor of Aviation for Women magazine and FAST Team representative, Fort Myers, Florida, who is today's host.
Hello, this is Amy Loboda, your host of FAA's Managing Safety here at Oshkosh 2009. I have with me here today Julie Falucci, manager Cessna Pilot Centers for Cessna Aircraft Company. Julie has been hard at work revamping the Cessna Pilot Center's training program over the last 3 years. And she'd like to talk to us a little bit today about the exciting new things that are coming down the pike from Cessna based on the Cessna Skycatcher LSA program. Welcome, Julie.
Thank you, Amy. It's great to be here at Air Venture. It's a kind of a shot in the arm every year and certainly a great time to come together and get to talk to a lot of folks around the industry about how we can keep things moving forward even in tough times. So.
That's terrific. One of the things that Cessna is doing is that they have really invested in the light sport aircraft program. Can you tell me a little bit about what the thinking was behind that?
Well, Cessna has a long tradition of supporting student starts and getting people excited in learning to fly. And that was evidenced, you know, back in the 60s and 70s with the Cessna 150 and 152, and starting in 1970 with our Cessna Pilot Centers. The light sport market we viewed as really a way to help continue that tradition and open up again flying to the middle class and to people, more people, to be able to afford to learn how to fly and to reap all of the benefits and the pleasure of learning to fly. So truly, we saw from the beginning the light sport market as being a learn to fly market and a flight training market, and that has been the thinking behind the development of the Skycatcher ever since.
Now, the Skycatcher has had a, if you compared it to some of the other light sport aircraft that have been rushed to market, a long and slow and careful process of evolution. You want to talk about what the result of that is?
Well, what we have here today is an aircraft that has met ASTM compliance. And if you're familiar with the American Society of Testing Materials compliance process, it's really manufacturer driven. So it gave us the opportunity to determine what we as a manufacturer required in the development and the bringing to market and reality of an aircraft according to what our standards are. So we took those, we took that process and made it a Cessna process, and that's what you see, and that's why we went through the testing that we did and the extensive flight testing that we did, and we really have an airplane that has evolved significantly since the beginning of the program. I had a chance to fly it pretty early on in the development after it had been in flight test, and that airplane was different in flight characteristics than the one that you see today, and that change has produced an airplane that is extremely stable, that is very very well suited for the flight training market as a result.
So what you're telling me is that taking your time when developing an aircraft like this and really getting it out there and flying it first and seeing what it can do so that you can make it fly the way you want it to fly has paid off handsomely, you think?
I believe so. I feel very strongly about that, and so does our entire team.
Let's talk a little bit about the training program that you're evolving to go along with this airplane. And I say evolving, that's really what you were hired to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I came on board with the Cessna about a year and a half ago as part of the development of a new training curriculum that would be launched alongside the Skycatcher. And we needed to evolve our training materials that are used at Cessna Pilot Centers in order to accommodate the sport pilot certification process, but also to incorporate the Skycatcher. So we took that opportunity, since we were overhauling everything anyway, to go back to square one and to incorporate the FAA industry training standards, the FITS training standards that have been in development over the past 6 or 7 years, and incorporate those into the program so that we have a true scenario-based in the instructor, where both are assessing performance and a number of other things that make that bring training into the 21st century, training pilots how to be pilots rather than how to be, you know, people just going out and doing maneuvers. So yeah.
So more than just monkey see, monkey do. Exactly. You want to build real pilots out of this. Let's talk a little bit about the advantages of scenario-based training.
Sure. Well, to put it to an example, you know, a lot of the traditional training has been focused on maneuvers and focused on how to pass the practical test. When you're trying to accomplish a goal in the shortest amount of time possible, you focus very, very closely on what the goal is, and that goal being passing the practical test. If you shift that goal to what we believe is the real goal, which is to create a pilot, then you look at things a little bit differently. And pilots don't get a lot out of flying if all they do is go out, get in an airplane, go out to the practice area and fly steep turns, you know, for an hour. I mean, that's not how people use airplanes after they get a pilot certificate. So what we did was we created a pathway of scenarios that puts all of the maneuvers that the student, the customer, needs to learn how to accomplish. We put them in the context of a real life scenario, and we give them real life problems to solve that are ambiguous and don't have black and white answers, because that's what you're presented with in real life. You know, a lot of the situations that pilots encounter in real life are not, you know, there may not be a clear choice right away as to what the best solution is. So we present those in training so that the pilot in training has the opportunity to work through those issues and really learn how to develop judgment. We're figuring out how to train people to have better judgment. That's what it boils down to.
Excellent. Julie Fallucci, we're going to take a break, and we will be right back with Managing Safety.
Now, let's rejoin Amy Lavoda and Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios.
Welcome back to FAA's Managing Safety. Your host, Amy Lavoda. I'm here today with Julie Fallucci, Manager Cessna Pilot Centers with Cessna Aircraft Company. We were talking about scenario-based training, and she explained that one of the things that Cessna would like to do is develop judgment in pilots. Now, there's a lot of argument as to whether you can teach anybody judgment. What's your opinion?
Well, I think that it's been very difficult to do in the context of maneuvers-focused training, and to a certain extent, there are attributes to certain pilot candidates that you're never going to be able to weed out. You know, if somebody truly is a big risk taker, you're not going to dial that out of them. But process at making more conservative choices and making the right choices before a situation tunnels down into a real problem situation.
Well, that's pretty much how all problems inside the airplane start. It's one little problem that snowballs onto the next one, and you can fix the little problems. You can't fix what happens when you get into the snowball too far down the road.
Mm-hmm. Certainly. And another thing that we're doing that is different with this is we're taking a very proactive approach to incorporating simulation. From day one, we have several simulation partners, Frasca, Redbird Flight Simulations, and Precision Flight Controls, and we've we want to incorporate as part of our training program time in flight simulation, because that's also an excellent place to introduce these kinds of you know, piling on types of scenarios and ambiguity in scenarios. When you do that in a simulation environment, of course, you can do a lot of things that you can't do in a real airplane. So that's also incorporated.
My question is, are you going to stick with a computer-based training system?
Absolutely. The new program is completely web-based. The application itself is cloudware. It's all on the web. There's nothing to download. You're downloading the training each page at a time, and they're in very, very, very small chunks. So the benefit to that is it's accessible anywhere you have an internet connection. And then also it allows for us to update very easily the course as we need to. So.
Sounds fantastic. Can you give us a little tiny sample of what might be involved in a scenario-based LSA lesson?
Well, for example, we frame a scenario, and each scenario can be modified by the Cessna Pilot Center using it for their own environment and needs. But we start off with a standard scenario that gives an objective, that gives a place to go, how to get there, as in, you know, GPS navigation or pilotage or VHF radio navigation. We give planned deviations that can be worked into the scenario, risks inherent in the scenario, and then a list of tasks that are to be accomplished during the course of the scenario. And then in the instructor guidance, we give very detailed notes on how the instructor can incorporate those tasks and how they can build a particular problem within the context of that objective and that story.
Will the students see video on the screen ahead of time of what they can expect during a lesson?
Yes, we do incorporate flight previews within our home study course that will take the customer into the cockpit during specific maneuvers. We don't use them in the airplane, but really focus on the development of skill and judgment in the airplane.
Obviously, the light sport pilot version is going to be geared completely to the Skycatcher. Being that that's the case, and being that Cessna primarily is putting out a glass panel aircraft, mm-hmm. will there be a lot of technically advanced aircraft training in there?
There's quite a bit. The way that we've approached solving the question of, you know, how do we address integration of the Skycatcher into our current programs and integration of the G300 into our programs, we've determined that, you know, our Cessna Pilot Centers are going to be operating a mix of aircraft for some time. So we've combined the course into a sport private pilot course that allows the customer to move on to a private pilot certificate or start that in the first place very seamlessly. We've also incorporated both the Skycatcher and the 172 into the program so that they see those things side by side. And we'll see screenshots from the G1000, the G300, and the analog gauges to correlate between the two. Because a lot of what we hear is, well, you know, how do I train somebody? You know, I train somebody in one, then I've got to transition them to another. You know, obviously, if you're learning to fly in a Skycatcher, you're going to focus on the G300 portions of the page, but you also are seeing that, well, down the road when I transition to another airplane, I can go back to that page in the course and see what that correlates to when I make that move.
Well, that's smart too, because we still all have to send people to take an FAA written. The FAA written still are based on round gauges, is that correct?
That's my understanding. We have a complete FAA knowledge exam question review within the course that the customers can use for home study. But yeah, we very much incorporated the analog gauges into the course for that reason as well.
Is there anything else you really want us to know about this program? How long do we have to wait before we're going to get to see it?
Not long. I hate to put a time frame on that because, you know, the development being what it is, but it will happen very soon. We're very, very close to the finish here. Most of what I would like to, you know, kind of finish up with is that in training, we've developed a course that goes a little bit above and beyond a traditional sport pilot course. And just as our Skycatcher is a little bit beyond what a light sport aircraft can be. So that's they're very parallel to each other.
Now, I understand that this was a big week for the Skycatcher, that it did get its ASTM certification. Is that correct?
Yeah, it met ASTM compliance. They completed all of the reports for that, and that has been achieved.
That's exciting. Congratulations, Julie Fellucci with Cessna Pilot Centers.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.